It is not a myth. Sonoma County really is a terrible place for allergies.
By the time somebody has lived here at least 3 years, generally 70 to 80% of us will experience allergies, and that's because we are so saturated in our pollen exposure. Really, we have a 12-month allergy season here.
Denise Koloris, a naturopathic physician with Hill Park Medical Center in Petaluma, says the allergy season does intensify around this time of year. And this year, many allergy sufferers are in for a double whammy.
We're having these late rains, but we're also having a very late cold and flu season. We have a particularly dreadful flu virus that's going around this time of year. So a lot of folks are experiencing a activated immune system already from the presence of cold and flus, in addition to having some allergic symptoms, which can make it a little confusing.
But there are some good clues to help tell which is which.
A cold is when you're having mucus and runny nose and a cough, but you will often have a fever and maybe some muscle pain. Allergies are watery eyes, thin nasal discharge, always clear.
These symptoms, Koloris adds, are typical of the body's allergic response reaction.
When the body is having an allergic reaction, its response is to try to wash away the protein by creating water, by creating mucus and inflammation that helps to rinse away the pollen. Watery eyes, nasal discharge, sometimes a cough. Most profoundly can be fatigue. Sometimes folks don't experience any itchy eyes or watery eyes whatsoever. So they think that they might be feeling run down or burn out, but actually they're experiencing allergies.
Pollens and other airborne allergens are common in our area. But Dr. Koloris explains that respiratory responses are only one sort of allergic reaction. The gastrointestinal system is also often involved.
The bacteria in your gut are constantly talking to your immune system and actually have a significant role in the makeup of that immune system. Many people that have digestive health disruptions, such as poor elimination or poor digestion, or have an exposure to abnormal bacteria, can have a significant disruption in their immune system, which then means that they're going to be more prone to develop allergies or have an allergic response.
Thus, the internal mechanism for food-based allergies is somewhat different. Koloris notes they can be set off in three different ways.
Number one, having a genetic predisposition, which we've gained from our family, from our parents. Number two, having too much exposure of a good thing, which can cause our immune system to then become sensitive to it. Or from having a disruption in our digestive health, which causes inflammation of our intestines.
But food-based allergies are not entirely separate from airborne triggers.
Food allergies can absolutely contribute to seasonal allergies because it can rev up your immune system so that you have a more amplified response.
To get through these next pollen-filled weeks with minimal suffering, Koloris recommends eating more foods rich in magnesium and vitamin C, such as citrus, dark berries, and dark leafy greens, while curtailing intake of dairy and wheat. And on those bright sunny days, right after the rains have passed through, it might be better to stay inside. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.